It's an honor and a privilege to come before you all today. I know that here at God First, we've been sharing a lot of information about events that have been happening today. And the reason why we're doing that is because we want so much for our brothers and sisters in Christ and those who are not in Christ to be able to look at what's going on today through a biblical worldview is so important because there is a lot of deception that is going on today. And it's just important to us because we care about your souls. We care about your relationship with Christ. We care about where you are in your walk with Christ. And we want to encourage as many people as possible to seek Jesus in these last days that we live in. And so I wanted to share something with you that had been on my heart a lot. And in my quiet time this morning, as I was reading my Bible and as I was praising God, there was a few scriptures that I came across and I got stuck there. And in my time of kind of like waiting in those scriptures, there were some things that came to my mind, and I really feel like it was important for me to share them with you. Today that we, the time that we live in, there are so many people who are so focused on the history of America, particularly slavery. And I got to thinking about how we can take a glimpse back at our history, but the purpose of doing that is so that we can learn and we can grow. But I don't feel that God intends for us to stay there. I feel like our focus should be, who are we now? Who am I now? Where is my heart now? Who are the people around me? And where are they now? And I feel like just like when a person is born of God and receives the Holy Spirit of God and believing in His Son Jesus, that they are now new, right? And so we don't turn back and wallow in past sins. We want to teach them and share with them God's word that they are forgiven. And in Christ, we are free. The word of God tells us that we are free. And so we have to look forward and continue to grow and learn from our past mistakes. But if we go and if we cherish our sins, then we stay there. But if we are cherishing our new selves and who we are becoming, there is so much joy. That's why the word of God talks about the joy of my salvation. I have eternal hope in all things. I have eternity to look forward to. And I have Jesus on my side. I have the Holy Spirit of Jesus living within me. So there should be joy. So when you are in Christ, you are God's own child. And you're no longer a slave to sin and a slave to this world. And we have to help other people have that same kind of eternal freedom. And so I wanted to share a verse with you, and that talks about how we are God's own children. When we confess our sins and repent and accept Jesus Christ in our hearts to be reconciled to God. And it comes from Galatians 4 verses 6 through 7. And it says, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, and now you can call God your dear Father. Now you are no longer a slave, but God's own child. And since you are His child, everything He has belongs to you. And this is so rich. And I went back and I put different pronouns in there, not like the world does today with women and men and all that stuff. But I went back and I read it again and I said, God has sent this, that's the key word, He sent His Son for you. God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, into my heart. And now you can call God your dear Father. I can call God my Father. I am His daughter. You are His sons and daughters. And then it says, now you are no longer a slave, but God's own child. So now I am no longer a slave, but God's own child, His own. He calls me His own. I don't belong to the ancestors or the forefathers. I mean, they have done, our ancestors did a great work. And for those who don't know, I am a Black woman, but I am a Christian Black woman. And I care about what my ancestors did to overcome the period that they lived in so that I could have a better life. So I appreciate that. But who I am today, I am God's own child. I am not a slave to sin. I am not a slave to a white slave owner from the past. I don't belong to them. I belong to God. And then the verse goes on to say, and since you are his child, everything belongs to you. So I can claim through God's promises that since I am his child, everything he has belongs to me. So I am not oppressed. I am free. I've seen where there have been people in the House of a person in the House of Representatives who have said that, you know, we are slaves today. We are not free. I bind that as a lie from the pit of hell. Those who are in Christ Jesus are children of God. You are born of God. You are not a slave to sin. You are not a slave of this world. You are not a slave because your ancestors were slaves. You are liberated through Christ Jesus, and you belong to God, and everything he has belongs to you. Do you know that God is rich? Our God is not oppressed. So how can you be oppressed if you are in Christ Jesus? You are liberated and belong to God. You share in his glory. Is God oppressed? No. So those who are in Christ Jesus, you are a child of God and you are not oppressed. So don't believe that lie. And so I just wanted to say that Blacks in America are slaves no more because of where we are today. Even those who are unbelievers, you're not a slave in the sense of, like, you know, how America had slaves in their past. You're not a slave today. But I say to the Christian Black, and I put Christian first, not Black Christian, to those who have said, Christ, you are my Lord, I believe in you, to those Christian Blacks, I really pray that you will find it in your heart to praise God that you are a slave no more and that you are eternally free. We don't want to diminish what God has done for us and try to say that we're still slaves. No, we can't do that. And what our main purpose should be, one of our main goals today, it should be that we should teach people or share with people so that we should share the word of God and what God says about who we are, so that other people too, especially Black people who are buying into this lie that they are oppressed, those who are not believers, show them what freedom really is through Christ Jesus. And so that they too can be free and no longer slaves to sin and their past, their recent past, as well as they're not to be waddling in the past of American history. Learn from it. Take a glimpse. Learn from it. Teach your children. I don't feel like the public schools today have a problem with teaching children about slavery. That's not an issue. They do teach about slavery. But their goal is to also share with them the opportunities that this country gives. And it's sad that the Bible was taken out of schools, because if it were still in schools, they could also be sharing with children what real freedom is and how this country was built on biblical principles, and that we are free in Christ Jesus. And no, they are not slaves. You are a new creature when you are in Christ Jesus. And then they could also be guiding our children in the schools to Jesus Christ. But of course, that is not happening today. It's a worldly standard that runs in our schools today. And I want to also share with you all that Christian privilege. There's a lot of things going around about white privilege. White people are oppressors. And I say to my brothers and sisters who are not Black, who are white, that if you know who you are in Christ, you will know that you are not an oppressor. if there is truly racism in your heart, then you have the opportunity to repent and ask God to help you with that. Because I'm not saying that racism does not exist. As long as there is sin in this world and there are people who need to come to Christ Jesus, there will be forms of racism. I'm not ignorant to that fact, but I can't look at every white person that I see and say, you are an oppressor just because they're white. That's not fair. So I say to those who are white and are in Christ Jesus that you have Christian privilege. Everyone who is in Christ Jesus has Christian privilege, and that privilege is eternally valuable. And everything God has belongs to you, as I mentioned from Galatians 4, 6 through 7. And you can't get any richer than that. And it's the ultimate and only label that is of importance. So don't take any of these other labels and say, just because I'm white, I'm an oppressor. That is a lie from Satan. Are you in Christ Jesus? That is what matters. Who are you now? What is your heart posture now? Do you love the way that God loves? Does your fruit, the fruit that you produce, show God's way, which is perfect? There is nothing, there's not a flaw in God's way at all. And so I say to those who are not in Christ, you just have to, if you draw to Him, you will be freed from these worldly ideologies. If you don't have Jesus, you are a slave. We don't even have to look to history. Black, white, Asian, whatever your ethnicity may be, if you do not have Jesus, you are a slave. And I want to say too that if you focus on race so much that you are almost obsessed with it, like everything you evaluate in your life is based on race, every reaction you get from someone is based on race, and if you are obsessed with the past and just totally obsessed with it, and you accuse people of racism just by looking at their exterior, and you are not focused on God, on Jesus Christ, you are in bondage. You are a slave. It's like you're a modern day slave to those things that have almost become an idol to you because they're dictating how you live and how you view everything and everyone in your life. There's no biblical worldview there. And I think that's a sad way to live. So if you follow that type of a living, black, white, or whatever your ethnicity is, self-evaluate. Check your commitment to God if you are a believer in Christ and you're thinking this way. For those who are unbelievers and you've allowed this type of worldly standard to define who you are and how you treat people and how you approach everything in your life, but you know, based on a race, I ask that you just ask Jesus into your heart. Be reconciled to God. But I do see that there are many Christians who are, I know God will probably look down, and I'm not speaking for Him, but I just can't help but wonder if He just looks down and says, do you know who you are in Christ? I mean, I just feel like there's an evaluation, a self-evaluation needed there also. Because if you are being led and allowed yourself to be defined by these worldly standards and ideologies that are out here today, like CRT and following some of these lawmakers who are saying, you know, America's racist, all white people are racist, and everything that happens is racist. Ask yourself, have I quenched the Holy Spirit? Have I denied the Spirit and His control in my life? Have I denied God's word by going along with this worldly ideology? We have to ask these things of ourselves and just really think. And that's one of the main things we need to do today is think. But as we are thinking, you know, calling upon God and looking in His word. And so I just say, cling to Jesus. We have to cling to the word of God. It's so important because He's done so many great things for us. And I look to you, people who are of color and who have ancestors who were enslaved. Jesus Christ was delivered up to us and raised for our justification. We are justified through Christ. We are who we are in Christ Jesus. We are complete in Him. We don't need anybody else to define us. We don't need our past to determine our heart posture today. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 4 says, according to his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that is imperishable, uncorruptible, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. This is where our hope is, Lord, everybody. Our hope is in the Lord. Our hope is in Jesus. It's not in worldly ideologies. And so I just ask if you could just, everyone search your hearts and ask, am I accusing others of things that they have not done based on the color of their skin? Am I loving the way that God has told us to love? And so I would just say in my closing, I want to pray with everyone, because I feel like prayer is just, it's a powerful tool that God has given us as believers in Christ. And he hears our prayers when we pray in spirit and in truth. And so I just want to say, cling to Jesus. Ask God, what is it that you want me to know? What is it that you want me to see to help me to live according to your word, which is true and flawless, so that I can live in this time that you've placed me in? I was chosen to live in this time. What do I need to know, God, so that I can stand strong in you and flourish, so that I can grow strong and guide other people to you, Jesus, and to keep focus on you? And so I would like to pray. And so let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, first we want to praise you because you are God. You are ruler over all things, all nations. You're not unaware of our history. You know all. And you are present with us. You are a God of unfailing love from everlasting to everlasting. And no matter what goes on around us, God, you are with us and you are present with us. And so, God, we are so thankful for your son, Jesus. Romans 4:25 says, Jesus was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification. You gave us your son, Jesus, so that we could have eternal life. And so we're thankful for salvation and our new status eternally in Christ. And Lord, we know that according to 1 Peter 1:3-4, that you are merciful and you've given a new birth into living hope for all those who believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and that there is an inheritance that awaits us in heaven, and it's imperishable, it's uncorruptible, it's unfading, it's awaiting us. And we're so thankful for that. And we're thankful that we who are in Christ Jesus have you as our own Father. You call us your own child. We're thankful that we are no longer slaves of sin, slaves of this world. We're no longer slaves to the history of slavery. We're no longer slaves to anyone because we belong to you. Thank you that we can share in your glory. And Lord God, I just ask that you will search our hearts if there's any offensive way in us, Lord. Cleanse us and renew us and lead us into righteousness. Lord, I just go through this period of confession for those who are listening, Lord. If there are any who have not acknowledged the power of Jesus Christ, because Jesus gives us freedom, real freedom. If there's been any kind of denial of the power of salvation, the power of forgiveness, Lord, if there are any who have focused on the past and the world instead of focusing on you, God, and your promise, please forgive us, O God. If we have not acknowledged who you say we are in Christ, please forgive us, Lord. We're no longer slaves. Your word tells us there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Lord, may those who feel that they've been condemned, that there's condemnation, Lord, I pray that you will just touch their hearts and remind them of that in your word. I pray, God, that if there are any who have been accusing others who have not done wrong to them, accusing people based on the sins of the forefathers, Lord God, we ask that you will forgive and just help them to not focus on that. Proverbs 3:30 says, do not accuse anyone for no reason when they have done no harm to you. We ask for forgiveness for those who have fallen into that and been accusatory, because we know that Satan is the accuser. Lord, I ask for forgiveness for those who have sown division, whether they know it or not. if those for those who have not been loving in the way that Jesus told us to love. We know that in 1 Corinthians 13, you tell us, love is patient, love is kind. Love does not envy. It's not boastful. It's not conceited. It does not act improperly. It is not selfish. It is not provoked and does not keep a record of wrongs. Love finds no joy in unrighteousness, but rejoices in truth. Lord, have we done that? Have we been loving the way that this verse in your word tells us? Search our hearts, God. Lord, where we have not allowed our focus to turn to you, instead focusing on worldly philosophies, Lord, please forgive us. For you tell us, Lord, in Colossians, as I believe it's Colossians 2, verse 8, you tell us to not allow ourselves to be controlled by worldly philosophy. It tells us specifically, it says, be careful not to allow anything or anyone to take you captive through philosophy and empty deceit based on a human tradition, based on the elemental forces of the world, and not based on Christ. Have we allowed ourselves to be captive by false teaching? Almost like we're kidnapped spiritually because of these false and worldly ideologies, Lord. Please forgive us for allowing that to happen. And so, Lord, we come to you with these petitions, knowing that you are a forgiving God and that you give to those who ask, to ask of you, those who are in Christ and know that you are a generous God. We ask by the power of the Holy Spirit, please restore in us a steadfast spirit, a spirit of forgiveness, spirit of repentance. Lord, give us a grateful spirit for how far you've brought all of us. We live in a blessed country. And Lord God, I pray for a spirit of unity, especially in the churches where these racial divides have come in, where CRT has come in and replaced what you say about Jesus' atonement for us, where it comes in and it makes people call people oppressors and oppressed and labels that are not of you, oh God, that have nothing to do with their souls and their relationship to you. Lord God, these things that divide, we rebuke them in the name of Jesus, and we pray for a spirit of unity, a spirit of truth and discernment. What is true racism? Help us to have no more wrong thinking, Lord. Give us spirits of truth and wisdom. Lord, return us to our first love, you, God, your Son, the Holy Spirit. Lord, give us a spirit of love instead of hate. Lord, give us a yielding spirit. Help us to yield to the Holy Spirit, not the world. Fill us, Lord, with the Holy Spirit, especially for those who feel like that the Holy Spirit meter is low. Lord, give us a spirit of fear of you, Lord, and not the world. Let us not be afraid if we're in Christ Jesus. We are liberated. We have the same power that you used to raise Jesus Christ from the grave. We have that same power. Lord, help us to acknowledge that. Lord, give us a spirit of rest and peace in the Lord, especially those who have felt overwhelmed and weighed down by things that are happening today, those who have been wrongly accused and told that they have white privilege, or those who have been truly, truly mistreated. Lord, give them rest and peace in you. Lord, give us a strong spirit of faith and help us to just be strong. Your word tells us you are the strength of our hearts. Give us that internal strength only you can give, Lord God. Oh, these things we ask. God, have your way. Let your will be done. But Lord God, we thank you in advance for the new things that you are about to do in those who are listening and praying along with me. Thank you for saving those who have decided to give their hearts to Jesus at this moment, Lord. We lift up those who are lost, who don't know you. Tug on their heartstrings, Lord. Draw them to you, Lord God. Lord, draw them right now if there's anyone who has given their heart to Christ at this moment. May God give you strength. May God give you the ability to love the way Jesus loves, to love yourself, to be full of grace and truth because Jesus is in you and there's grace and truth. Welcome to the kingdom of God and being born of Christ. If you have accepted Jesus, you are free. I thank you, Lord, in advance for the renewal and refocus on Jesus. Lord God, we praise you, Yahweh, the keeper of all of your promises. Oh, Yahweh, we love you. And by the power and authority of Jesus, we say yes and proclaim that you've heard this prayer and that you are at work in the lives of all of those who are listening and praying with me. May your will be done, Lord God. We love you. We know you are ruler over all, and you are in full control. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. To those who have prayed that prayer with me, I know that Jesus has heard. He has bent down and listened as we've prayed. I just pray that you will find quiet time regularly to be with the Lord and allow him to speak to you and to give you godly wisdom and discernment about the times that we're living in. His word tells us to be attentive, to be watchful. You can ask him for wisdom. He gives generously. That's in James 1. He'll give it generously. He'll give answers. He'll help you in decisions. He'll help you discern evil spirits as well and things that are not of him. Please seek him. Be reconciled to God. Allow him to show you that you are free. You are no longer a slave to sin. Satan wants you to be bound to the sins of this world. Refocus. Get focused on Jesus Christ. And may God bless you and keep you. Thank you.